The Western Australian Prisoners Union has today criticised the Bandyip Women's Prison for overcrowding. The Economic Regulation Authority is targeting rehabilitation services as the cause, with advocacy groups saying women's prisoners are heavily affected by overcrowding. The Wire's Kayla Dickerson reports.
Greg Watkinson, CEO of the Economic Regulations Authority, says the issue of overcrowding in prisons is due to failings in rehabilitation services.
All these things are problems, and one of the symptoms is that the prisons that have potentially too many prisoners are in a state where they should never have been in the state if the system had been performing better.
Greg says quality of life in prisons is pivotal.
Making sure you're achieving safety and security objectives, making sure there's a focus on rehabilitation, making sure that prisoners have a quality of life that's reasonable when they're in prison, and making sure that prisons are managed well. So our recommendations focus on all of those areas.
Greg says that his visit to the Bandyip Women's Prison was eye-opening.
It is a very confronting prison. The facilities are quite run down. It's quite clear that something needs to be done there.
Greg Watkinson, CEO of the Economic Regulations Authority. Lana Sanders of Women in Prison Advocacy Network says that women's prisons are lacking in services that will directly reduce the rates of repeated jail time and criminal behaviour.
We're looking at a lack of fruitful employment that could possibly translate into long-term work upon release. The type of employment that is happening in prisons does not get people a job on the outside. We're looking at a lack of services when it comes to accessing education. There's very little incentive for a woman to study whilst incarcerated. And for the most part, we've been really, really concerned about the lack of rehabilitation. Approximately 95% of women are incarcerated as a direct result of addiction, whether it be drugs or alcohol or an untreated mental health disorder. Rather than get the help that they need, they endure the judicial system process, then they're incarcerated, and for the most part, the majority are not accessing rehabilitation services or programs.
Lana says that as women have traditionally been the minority in prison numbers, the current overcrowding problem means that prison facilities haven't been able to keep up.
This is resulting in less staff being rostered each and every day, which then results in constant lock-in periods, day in, day out, sitting in a cell. It could go for days, it could go for weeks. I've seen it as a worker attempting to visit clients of mine for important counselling sessions and preparing for the outside, and I've been refused access to those women because of lock-ins. And people assume if there's lock-ins, that means it's the women to blame, someone must have done something wrong. And most of the time, it's actually due to staff shortages.
Lana says inmates are missing out on services because of the lack in staff.
People aren't going to their medical appointments to get their prescribed medication that doctors have given them. They can't go and get that because there's no staff to escort them. They can't go to hospital appointments. And we are talking life and death situations here. They can't go to work. They can't go to the program they might be enrolled in.
Lana says computers in cells allowed inmates to access online counselling services to better themselves.
9 years ago in Victoria and the ACT, computers were installed in people's prison cells and prisoners were engaging in online counselling, accessing education. This was 9 years ago and there was not a single incident or breach in this procedure. The only common outcome was that people bettered themselves in preparation for their upcoming release. I would like to know why this is not happening in all Australian states. Rather than delivering more beds to the prisons, why are we not delivering the mechanisms that will allow them to better themselves, be released from prison and not go back? We can start recognising the fact that they should not be incarcerated in the first place. They should be able to access rehabilitation in the community. We need to start looking at ways in which we can keep women here without going to prison, because the facts and the writing is on the wall. Once the women are going to prison, because of all the factors and the lack of the support and the overcrowding, they're not coming out. And when they do come out, they're going back quite quickly.
Lana Sanders, Women in Prison Advocacy Network, speaking to The Wire's Kayla Dickerson.